Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Friday, August 23rd, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. Willow, a six-month golden retriever, helped a Sitka boy with his seizures and also works for Sitka Mountain Rescue as a search dog. Now she needs help of her own. The dog injured her shoulder, and supporters are hoping to raise $3,000 for surgery to fix the damage. Care Including trains search dogs for Sitka Mountain Rescue. She's also the mother of 14-year-old Trevor, who experiences seizures on a regular basis. Including says her son and Willow have formed a strong bond.
His seizure disorder is so rare. There's only 1,000 in the world, and so they're very painful for him. He can imagine your body goes paralyzed suddenly on one or both sides, and you can't move. It's very stressful, and she is a very, very calm dog in that situation and just lays right next to him and has, on her own, trained herself. The last partial motor seizure he had, she slept the entire night in his bed just on her own. It's just self-taught.
Including has organized an online fundraiser for Willow's medical bills and has already raised nearly half the $3,000 necessary for the dog to get surgery. She's also holding a bake sale on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at Wells Fargo. She says anything raised beyond the $3,000 goal will be put into the Mountain Rescue Canine Program. You can link to more information through our website, kcaw.org. Southeast Alaska's commercial pink salmon catch is rapidly nearing the region's all-time record. As of Wednesday, estimates of the all-gear catch of pinks has topped 72 million. The highest pink harvest on record is 77.8 million caught in 1999. Fishery managers expect to top the record catch before the season is done. The Seine fleet caught another 8 million humpies over the weekend and was back out fishing this week. Meanwhile, the gillnet fleet is also getting in on the pink salmon action this record summer, and the big return has led to some more fishing areas around Petersburg. Local residents may have noticed a handful of gillnetters working the Midcoff Island shoreline between Hungry Point and Frederick Point for the better part of August. It's an area of Frederick Sound that has not been open to the gillnet fleet since 1994. It's typically kept closed to fishing to allow spawning sockeye, pinks, and coho to return to nearby Petersburg Creek. Troy Thines is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's area management biologist in Petersburg.
So it's not an area that's open very often, and when it is open, it usually is only in August and maybe into September.
Thines says the department is seeking a strong return of pink salmon to Petersburg Creek and other local streams, and that's allowed managers to open the area. He says it's a decision that caught even permit holders by surprise.
A lot of the gillnet fleet hadn't fished in that area previously. You know, they had gotten in the fishery within the last 10 or 15 years or so. So there was lots of calls on you know, what exactly does this mean? Where can I fish? And that sort of thing. And so it was a surprise to them, but you know what we're seeing was you know, a good return of pink salmon to, like I said, to Eastern Frederick Sound, and also what we have going this year too. You know, the predictions are, and what we're seeing right now in the catches in the troll fishery and the gillnet fisheries is also a very robust run of return of coho salmon.
Thine says he's seen more of the local gillnet fleet focus on the big return of pinks, and that's helped with a disappointing sockeye run. He says sockeye predictions for the Stikine River were low this summer, and that turned out to be the case.
So we weren't looking at a very good sockeye run to the Stikine River. So with this, and that sort of management, the sockeye management takes us through, typically through the end of July. So it was nice. It was good for the local fishermen to have a strong return of pink salmon to the area, and that allowed us to give more time and more area in this case.
Thine says the department will look at the area week by week, but says it could continue to be opened for the gillnet fleet. The total statewide catch of salmon this year has already topped 236 million fish for all five species. That includes Southeast's total of 84 million. A representative of a timber industry group visited Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce Wednesday. He expressed support for Governor Sean Parnell's vision for the Tongass National Forest, but a regional conservation group doesn't think that plan will go anywhere. KRBD's Sean Carlson attended the presentation and has this report.
Owen Graham of the Alaska Forest Association drew a sharp contrast with the federal government's stance on the future of the Tongass National Forest. The U.S. government, which he says owns 94% of the land in southeast Alaska, has been working in recent years to reduce the harvest of old-growth trees. Graham, a representative from the pro-timber AFA, insists that the only way to revive the logging industry in the region is to adopt a plan proposed by Governor Sean Parnell and Senator Lisa Murkowski. That plan would transfer 2 million acres, roughly 12% of the Tongass, to the state of Alaska, and those acres then would be available for harvest. Graham notes that while moving the plan forward would be difficult, particularly with resistance from wildlife groups, there aren't many other options.
But realistically, they're not going to be allowed to restore our timber supply as long as you've got this political will in Washington, D.C. to pacify the environmental groups. So that's a heavy lift to ask of our congressional delegation, but that's really the only real answer to what's going on.
Environmental groups in Alaska oppose Governor Parnell's proposal to transfer federal forest lands to the state. Bob Kloss, Forest Program Director with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, says the plan has no hope in Congress.
The proposal is for one, dead on arrival. There's no interest in Congress or anywhere to make such a thing happen. It's posturing by the governor. It's a plan to return to failed policies.
Kloss notes that a deal between the state, federal government, and environmental groups is not out of the question, but he says the lack of compromise is not the fault of conservation groups.
Well, there's always a possibility for a compromise, but the state and the Alaska Forestry Association have walked away from any table where we were talking directly. So it's very difficult to see how that would happen today.
Graham's pitch to the Chamber of Commerce was met with enthusiasm by Ketchikan's business community. Borough Assembly member Glenn Thompson stood up during the Q&A portion of the talk and said that, while an admittedly radical idea, he supports the transfer of all of the Tongass from the federal government to Alaska. His remarks were met by applause from many in the crowd. Graham told the chamber that logging's decline in Southeast has had a drastic effect on communities, and he says that unless the industry is revived, that slide will continue.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, all over Southeast Alaska, the demographics is changing. When we lost 3,000 or 4,000 jobs out of our timber industry, and those people, most of them had nowhere to go. They had to leave Alaska, and so you would expect, the less and less development we have, the less mining, the less logging, the less of those activities, that fewer of those kind of people are going to be around, and the demographics will change.
Graham urged everyone to support his group's push to have the federal government adopt the governor's proposal for the Tongass. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.
A professional rope jumper is attempting to break 3 Guinness World Records in Juneau over the next 6 days. KTOO's Jeremy Shea has the story.
Peter Nessler has been hooked on jumping rope since second grade when he saw an exhibition at Juneau's Glacier Valley Elementary School. In third grade, he joined the Judo Jumpers. By the time he finished high school, he had helped his team win 7 world championships. Now 33 and living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Nessler has come full circle. He'll perform his world-class rope and unicycle skills for a new generation at Glacier Valley on Friday. During the show, the Ketchikan native hopes to set a new world record for most bum skips in 30 seconds. That's right, bum skips. Nessler explains.
Basically, you're seated with your feet out in front of you and you're jumping while you're sitting down. For this particular record, you hold both handles in one hand, so the rope's basically cut in half, and then you spin the rope so it's making kind of like a helicopter motion, but it's staying on the ground and you're jumping over that with every jump.
The current record is 82, according to the Guinness World Records press office. He already holds the record for most rope skips on a unicycle in 1 minute, 237. Nessler hopes to set a total of 11 new world records this year. And yes, this is his day job. He's been professionally unicycling, jumping rope, and spreading a kid-friendly motivational message around the world since 2002.
A lot of people look at people like me that are professional, we're really good at something, and they just think, he was just born that way. And I'm like, well, no. I'm definitely one of the people, I don't pick stuff up quickly, but I work very, very hard. And the reason I'm good at stuff is because I practice more than anybody else in something.
Separately, he performs for churches and youth ministries with a faith-based message. He'll perform next Wednesday at The Hub, an after-school program at the Juneau Christian Center. There, he hopes to beat the record for the most rope skips while juggling a soccer ball in 1 minute. That's 31. He'll also try for the speed record for running a mile on 1 foot while jumping rope. The time to beat is 34 minutes and 1 second. Constant conditioning and performing hundreds of shows a year inevitably leads to aches and pains. Add the grueling travel schedule, and he's questioned his career.
You definitely have those moments where you're thinking, well, is this really the kind of job you want?
So far, the answer has been yes.
But at the end, when you get out and you're performing, you just kind of see that the look on these kids' faces as they see me out there jumping, and you kind of see sometimes those light bulbs kind of kick off behind their heads. It's like, you know, this really is what I like to do, and I love the opportunity to do it.
In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
Alaska's health commissioner is looking at whether Arkansas has a health care solution that might work here. Arkansas wants to use Medicaid expansion money under the federal health care law to enroll people in private plans on its health insurance exchange. Instead of enrolling low-income uninsured people in Medicaid, Arkansas would buy them insurance plans on that state's health insurance exchange. Alaska Health Commissioner Bill Struer says that makes sense. Struer hasn't spoke with Governor Sean Parnell about the idea. Parnell has resisted expanding Medicaid under the health care law, but has said his next decision point would come when he submits his budget in December. Struer says Arkansas's plan addresses Parnell's concerns that expansion would leave Alaska vulnerable to paying huge sums to the Medicaid program. State officials have trapped and euthanized a black bear following two reports of it chasing people in the downtown Juneau area. The adult male animal was trapped Tuesday night. State Fish and Game biologist Ryan Scott says the large bear fit the description of the bear that was chasing people. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or you'd like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. Now here's a look at Sitka Zone weather. Today it's going to be mostly cloudy with areas of fog in the morning, chance of rain in the afternoon, highs around 62 with southwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tonight, rain, patchy fog late, lows around 53 with south wind 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain with highs around 59, and Sunday, rain, highs around 61. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.